This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's go to the hotline and welcome onto the show our Redskins beat reporter Craig Hoffman to help put a bow on this Monday after. By the way, I just got an email from NFL.com promoting that the game of the week, which they will re-televise if you want to relive it in all its glory.
Yay.
Tuesday, November 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 1 hour version, including audio and players mic'd up, will be the Redskins and the Saints.
Dear Grant, we have a wiffle ball bat for your genitalia. Step on up and thrust your pelvis toward us. Sign the NFL. Kiss my grits, please.
Craig Hoffman is with us. Craig, New Orleans, how was it?
Outside of that game, which Danny just described wonderfully, it was great. It was fantastic.
Did you eat the food that you sent us a picture of, or did you just get
it?
Yeah,
I've actually got more for you guys. I forgot to post dinner at Cochon last night, including the best macaroni and cheese I think I've ever had. Yes, I had macaroni and cheese, and yes, it was delicious.
Yeah, it was like cauliflower or something.
Did you gain like a half pound while you were in New Orleans?
If I only gained a half, then I did something horribly wrong.
Well, you know who did something horribly wrong is the Redskins defense.
200 yards, basically. Yeah, they forgot to cover Colby Fleener for like an entire quarter.
Really, at one point, listen, it was 350-plus yards. So it wasn't like they were a banner throughout the day, but that's a good Saints offense. But it's really 200 yards over the last 6 minutes of the game. Craig, how did it happen? What did they do?
They forgot. I mean, like, the simple version is they didn't cover Colby Fleener and they couldn't stop the run all day. Grant and I, Grant, you and I were talking last night. Like, thank God Sean Payton didn't run Mark Ingram all day long because he averaged 12 a carry. But on that second to last drive, I think there were 8 plays, 72 yards, 75 yards, something like that, and Colby Fleener had 4 catches for 62. So they just went back to the well again and again, knowing that D'Angelo Hall, Zach Brown, Mo Spate could not cover Colby Fleener. And there's different reasons why for all those guys, why they struggle, and some of it will probably become more apparent on tape, or maybe it's not their fault, but it seemed like those were the guys they were attacking, and Breeze is just, like, he found the weakness, and he was like, all right, it's on, see ya, bye.
Were
and,
you
and
in
it was over.
On the Swearinger comments post-game? Last week he said they didn't practice hard enough on Friday. I kind of took that as a shot against Jay. This week the conversation was that they weren't prepared for 2 minute, which clearly was a shot at Greg Minuski.
I wasn't in, but I heard. I listened to, I think Kime sent me the audio afterwards. I don't think they had a preparation issue. I think they had an execution issue.
Well, but he said very clearly, though, he said, the question was, were you prepared? And he said, we were prepared for everything but 2 minute. We didn't prepare for 2 minute. What does that mean?
I would think that's more frustration. I mean, he also said later, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But if it's broke, you better fix it. So maybe what they are doing in 2 minute, he doesn't like strategically. Maybe that is a valid criticism. To me, it comes down to execution a lot of the times where, like, if you're a player, and maybe they're not being coached on the finer points of this and they're not emphasizing the right things. I think this defensive staff has done a really good job all year. But, like, if you're a linebacker dropping in a zone coverage in a two-minute situation, you better get deep. They better throw the ball in front of you. And they threw the ball over their heads. And you also better be immediate. Like, you better match your pattern and be around the ball. Keep it in front of you, but be around the ball and tackle immediately. And they didn't do that. And, you know, Kamara's running all over the place and Fleener's running all over the place. And just in 2 minute, end of game, end of half for half of the season now. They've been absolutely dreadful defensively. And so maybe there is a strategic gripe there on what they're doing. But I think DJ, with his play, has earned the right to voice those concerns and has the respect of the locker room and the coaches who all adore the guy, that if he thinks there's something wrong, they'll go to him and be like, all right, then what should we do? And he knows his players well enough that his input should be taken. So if there is something wrong, I think he's going to be part of the solution, so he gets to voice that concern.
At Craig Hoffman on Twitter, give him a follow if you care about the Redskins. He covers them for 106.7 The Fan, which is what you're listening to right now. Doctson, 4 catches, 81 yards in the first half. Not a lot of separation, but I don't think that's what he is. I think he's a guy that's going to make acrobatic, in-traffic kind of catches. Came down with a couple balls that he probably shouldn't have. Didn't catch one in the end zone, but still pretty impressive in that first half. Didn't get any looks in the second half. And, you know, I guess you're left complaining, even though they put up 31 points and a whole bunch of yards. Would have loved to have had him involved in the second half. Why did that happen? Was it what New Orleans did or what the Redskins didn't do?
I don't know quite yet. Like, it really is like I have to watch the tape. But my guess is that when Lattimore went out, where the Saints were going to cover him one-on-one, and Kirk was like, if you're going to cover him one-on-one, and they keep telling me to throw it to him one-on-one, okay. And then he did, and then it worked, and we're all going like, see, this is why you should do the thing. That they probably started doubling him. And I think that's why guys like Vernon Davis started to get loose, why Ryan Grant is wide open on that touchdown. You know, safeties and linebackers and all these guys are now all of a sudden being like, we got to help not Marshawn Lattimore on Josh Doctson. And that tended to open things up for other guys. That would be my best guess. Obviously, you know, he proved that he doesn't necessarily have to be open. That open is a relative term because he can not be open and then make himself open as the minute the ball arrives. But yeah, I don't have a great answer for you yet. Kirk said that he was looking for him a couple times later and it wasn't there. On the final play of regulation where the protection doesn't hold up, he was looking for him deep. Was going to throw him one of those 50-50 balls. And obviously, I don't know where Doctson was. I haven't had a chance to go back and watch it. If it wasn't in the end zone, the game would have expired anyway. But you know, it's a weird thing, but it's not like other games this season where they've had success with something, go away from it, and the whole offense goes to down the toilet. This was a day where they just kept shifting and everything kept working until, unfortunately, the bitter end, and really that three and out when they needed to pick up a first down late.
Craig, you know, we think you do a good job covering the team. I also want you to know neither of us believe for 1 second that you ate half the things you told us you did. But anyways, glad that you were in New Orleans. We still respect your work, and thank you for joining us.
I just hate that you guys think I'm a liar.
Craig Hoffman.
He's
not a liar.
He weighed 154 by accident.
He just hates food so much. Anyway, he weighs 154?
I'm guessing.
I thought he was like 149.
No, he's like 6 foot, 151, because he wears those lead underpants around.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Chad Dukes versus the World at 2 o'clock is just 5 minutes away. If you missed any part of today's show, including Kirk Cousins, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Remember, you can download the all-new radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere.
For GBT, MD, CDBTW is up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.